There are some industries in which you have teams of 50 or even 100 specialists just reviewing vendors, just analyzing this information. It's still not enough, but for them it's really important because they really care about risk.
Udi Cohen, welcome to 20 Minute Leaders. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm really excited to talk to you all things security, GRC, compliance, Gen AI. We're at the end of 2023. And so obviously a lot to unpack in this whole space. Your own background is fascinating. And I'd love to start there. So again, thank you for being here. Take me a little bit through your journey leading up to this world of security questionnaires. What's happening here?
Yeah, so I'm a technology, my core is technology. Like 5 to 7 years ago, kind of late, I started to really be focused on AI. Especially about linguistic AI. I thought that there is a very strong potential over there. That was like a few years before ChatGPT, but it was clear that it was going there. Because most of the information today is, at least the processable information is the textual, so a lot of information, and the technology was moving really fast over there. We were looking for some places where you have a lot of where language is the base of the work. Like, and if you're familiar with the GRC area, security compliance and risk management, this is all about text. You need to read a lot, you need to write a lot, generate policies, respond to questionnaire, analyze hundreds of vendors, read their hundreds of pages of documents and evidence, their responses, a lot of language, and not an easy language to read or to write. It's a combination of security, technology, but also legal, compliance. Not easy.
And just for the context, because it's important, it's what is GRC? How did this emerge? You know, why do we have these GRC questionnaires now as part of our processes?
So GRC stands for governance, risk management, and compliance. For example, most of security incidents. May it be a ransomware or data breach, it have to do with the vendors. 67% of the security incidents start with your technology vendors. And it makes sense because your information gets to hundreds of vendors, and you're also dependent on hundreds of vendors to be able to provide the service or the product you provide. You cannot do it without other companies contributing, whether it's contributing tools or contributing software, contributing. It is much more likely that one of them will be the source of the problem than what you do internally. But how do you verify your vendor? How do you make sure that they are complied with privacy? How do you make sure that they secure themselves, that the information that you share with them will not be lost, that they will not have a ransomware attack that will stop their business continuity and it will affect your business continuity? Every security expert knows that it's very difficult to keep even your own organization secured when you have full visibility. But when you need to make sure that your vendor or third party is secured, it is much more difficult. You have hundreds of vendors and you have very little visibility. And even if you had full visibility, you cannot too much information for a human being to process and analyze.
And how does the GRC help mitigate that risk of having, so I understand the risk. You have hundreds of different vendors coming in to assist you because, you know, everybody's working on a piece of the puzzle and you are piecing it together to a workflow and a product for customers. And then how does this world of GRC help mitigate the risk that one of these vendors will be the source of issue?
Okay, so a part of GRC is the third-party risk management. And as part of the third-party risk management is that you need to verify each one of your vendors. This is the process. The problem is that until now, until today, it was not feasible. Too much data, too many vendors. So this is why our thought was, okay, now we have generative AI. Now we can train a model to operate like a GRC expert. And finally, this bottleneck of understanding the vendors, analyzing the risk based on the enormous information that they share with you, finally it's feasible. So this very important process of vendors third-party verification that until now was just a tick-the-box activity because everyone knew that this is not real. They knew that they cannot really do it right because not enough resources in the world to deeply assess hundreds of vendors. And now it's for the first time, it's actually feasible. And this that will contribute to the security, to the overall security, overall privacy. But not only that, any new regulation you will think about, whether it's AI related or ESG, every time that you want to make a real change in the world and to make sure that it's comply in the entire to the entire industry, this is the first time with generative AI, it's the first time that it's actually doable, that you can actually verify every company in the world and make sure that they are all comply with this new regulation. Until now, it was not real. It was a tick-the-box activity and everyone knew that. And now you can finally do it.
So is there an evolving expectation from regulators and CISOs to transition from ticking the box to actually diving in and performing the analysis check? I mean, who's aware of the Gen AI shift and how it changes the expectation from the GRC questionnaire deepness?
So not yet. People are still not aware of that. Currently, Vendict is the only company in the world that actually use this technology. And we are still pretty small, so most regulators don't know us. But it will probably change in the coming 3 to 5 years. The GRC industry in general is not very strong in technology and not a very early adapter industry. This is why we thought it's important for us as people that care about what happens in the world to start our company in this area, because we know that privacy and AI regulation, it's like it's important for us, the human being, not just as an entrepreneur, but also as a human being with kids. I see kids today. When they are addicted to TikTok, for example. I mean, TikTok is AI running and thinking about AI that optimize the time that people will be inside the network, social networks, right? This is the function of the AI in the social network. They want you to be in there and to be engaged in there. So if you really want to fight this kind of stuff, you have to give the regulator and the industry a way to identify it and to make sure that companies that are complied.
Sure. And so who are the buyers then of an evolved solution like Vendic? Because it sounds like a big prompt to asking these questions is coming from CISOs, regulators, etc. Who is then asking the question that Vendic then helps respond to?
So we have two types of customers. One type of customer is the companies, typically large companies that do verify their vendors. So for example, there are some industries in which you have teams of 50 or even 100 specialists just reviewing vendors, just analyzing this information. It's still not enough, but for them it's really important because they really care about risk and they do the best verifying their vendor. And with Vendic, it will be the first time that they will actually be able to do it. So this is one kind of company. Enterprises that either because of regulation or because of security management will want to verify each of their vendor. And the other type of our customers is the technology vendors. They want to be able to respond to questionnaires more efficiently and more professionally. And this is why they are our customers, so that they can use it to better respond when they are assessed.
What is the actual product flow of Vendic in this regard? How, you know, if I'm a user, how do I actually use it?
So if you are an enterprise that want to verify vendors, you simply provide us with the vendor's details, like email, and let us know about yourself in terms of what is interesting for you. And for each vendor, what's the kind of information you want to get about this vendor? For example, does this vendor have your sensitive information or customer information, etc. And then we run the entire process for you. Via the platform, we will generate the questionnaire or use a questionnaire that you define, ask the vendor, help the vendor to autocomplete based on their documents, and to find the most relevant section in each document for each one of the question. And then when you will get back the responses, you will also get like a grade of Vendic, how professional this response is. And based on that, and on the grade of the responses and the grade of the evidence of the vendor, you will get a risk score for each of your vendors.
Mm-hmm. How do you see then Gen AI fitting into this? You know, which aspects of generative AI ecosystem empower you to be able to do this a lot more efficiently and it sounds you're not just saving time, but you also mentioned that you're able to go deeper and more in depth into the offerings, right?
Yeah. So one aspect is the ability to analyze the response of the question. The question is free text and the response is free text, and you need a dedicated model that was trained specifically to understand this area to say, okay, this response is professional or not professional. And if it's not professional, then why? Why? What is missing? What should you as the buyer ask the vendor as a follow-up question? So this entire thing is generative AI. Another aspect is the assessment of the documents. We need to understand exactly what's written in the documents and for example, in the audit reports, but also what is missing over there. Because many times the vendors want to make this audit as simple as possible so they can pass. And you need to see how professional they are based on what they choose to share. And the third thing is that we autocomplete the responses to the questionnaire based on previous information. So we really, if you look inside the solution, you will see like 90% AI and 10% engineering.
Wow. going back to the first days of Vendict, the founding story, how did this whole company came to be?
So it was me and my co-founder, which is also my friend. We worked together for 7 years at Broadcom. We knew what we want to solve, this third-party risk management, but the technology was not mature enough yet to solve it the way we are solving it now. So we started with the vendors. We just auto-completing responses based on past responses. And then the solution was evolved over time. We are, both me and my co-founder, are AI experts, and we also have many my co-founder strong understanding in GRC. And then we hired we first started as engineers. We started with a product. We even had like free paying customer before raising any money. Just me and my co-founder playing, and it was not small companies. It was for Nasdaq companies that paid for this AI based solution. And then we got first money and things. We could hire like better AI expert than us and better GRC expert than us, and we are evolving since then. We raised the seed like a few months ago from NFX, Disruptive AI, Cardumen, leading VCs. By now we have almost 100 customers. This is the advantage of being the only one that use generative AI in a certain industry. I'm sure it will not last for long, but our goal is to make the most of that.
And so when you have now 100 customers, I mean, you're just, at this point, you're already able to provide the software, and they can then leverage it autonomously to do the communication. You're already sort of hands off with it.
I wish. like we learn a lot from speaking with customers. I wouldn't, even if I could do it like with the like completely automated, I wouldn't want to, because at the end there is really like endless possibilities to innovate in this area with generative AI, and we do want to keep going and keep adding use cases. We want to make sure that even when the other companies will do what we are doing now, so we will already be in somewhere else. And so we really want to keep this technology gap and product gap from everyone else. So currently we are still not in the phase when we just want to scale with the same product, same thing, just scale. We really want to optimize the product so that when we start scaling, it will be scaling.
100%. Udi, thank you so much for spending this time with me. Obviously, you know a lot about the space, and I love how we started this conversation about the evolution of the GRC and these questions, and being able to identify the vendors properly and to make sure that the organization is secured. If before it was mainly ticking the box because it was too much and too complicated and too cumbersome to look at hundreds of vendors and dive into them, now through the new tools in the AI space, we're able to leverage what it sounds like much smoother workflow to enable organizations to perform this vendor check, but also to be compliant and to get their security right, obviously with the impact being less breaches and less problems down the line. So wishing you best of luck, Udi. It sounds like a great journey and a great company. and I'm excited to follow from the side. So thank you for joining me here.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great.
Thank you very, very much.